This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is your home of the Dallas Cowboys. In case you did not know, 105.3 The Fan here with Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who went on out to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco yesterday for Cowboy OTAs. Dak is back. Micah is not. And all eyes on George Pickens, along with the judgment of Brian Schottenheimer's new culture.
Yeah, it's very, it's funny. I was standing there. I can't remember who I was talking to, but we were watching them go out there to work out. And, you know, those like the little like ladder drills they do or whatever. They basically had the entire offense on one side of the field to open practice, the entire defense on the other side of the field. And like they were going through the ladder drills all at the same time or something. It was like odd. It was this weird, like almost like high school or college atmosphere, and they were getting really raucous and loud. And so the energy like instantly out of practice was different than a Garrett practice or a McCarthy practice. Does it equal wins? Is it better or worse? Don't know, but it's different. It definitely, there's a tangible difference in terms of the feeling and the vibe at the practice.
We got louder music and the ping pong table is back.
Oh, baby.
Louder music. What type of music were we going with?
A lot of Nipsey Hussle. Heard three of those. Also heard they ran some Kendrick Lamar out there. They got Not Like Us, which I was standing by Nick Eatman when that started playing. And he's like, my five-year-old walks around the house now going, wop, 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 like just screaming that. But no, loud music, just a really upbeat atmosphere. Donovan Ezeraku was immediately out there in the like line stretching, and he's out there dancing almost the entire practice. Just very loose. It felt like everybody out there was ready to get back on the field. Like it was kind of scratching a niche for them. And it's like, all right, we're back. Let's focus. Let's get going.
Dak Prescott with early impressions of Brian Schottenheimer and the C word.
Yeah, he's doing a hell of a job. He's doing a hell of a job. Great job in building the culture. I mean, look at him right there, seeing and dapping off guys. And that's him. You're going to see him around weight room, the field, the locker room. Preaching about competing every day, but not only that, we're doing them in team meetings, competing at practice, and that's the part about today's practice, right? Is that fine line of competing, but doing it smart and being disciplined about it. And he's just doing a hell of a job building the culture, and in a sense, starting over and understanding that, yeah, we do have to do it from the ground up. And it's been fun. It's getting created. I don't want to say that what it's going to become. It's something that's got to define itself and get created amongst all of us, coming together, believing in it, believing in one another, and understanding that this culture is going to be the reason that we win.
Meanwhile, I got the text message that I forgot to actually put out there on May 13th saying, Dak is getting cleared today. The doctor is flying in to finalize everything with the Cowboys staff. And it sounded like some reporters were caught off guard a little bit by how much of a participant Prescott was yesterday.
Yeah, in terms of just his movement, he looked, I think he looked more comfortable moving around than I figured he would be. He's still not cleared for contact, but when you watch him, when you watch him move out there, he did some stuff, you know, rolling out and tossing and different things like that. Watching him move around, I was expecting it to look more like laborious than it was. He looked much more comfortable. And so to me, it's like, all right, any question anybody would have had about like, all right, is he going to be ready to go for training camp? That looked like a guy yesterday who 2 months from now should be able to practice without an issue.
Like, yeah, because he even said he could play, you know, several weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing one game versus playing 17 is a completely different story.
Here's Dak on where he is with the rehab.
Pretty much can do it all. Feel good. Yeah, I think I'm just not cleared for contact, which we've got a while for that anyway. So, I'm out there, and the team activities feel good. Just trying to obviously stay that way. Feeling great.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, the player that everyone had their eyes on, the new receiver for now wearing number 13.
Yeah, George Pickens was out there. And yeah, that was the one of the first things we saw is he's got the he's taken over the Michael Gallup number or the DeMarvian Overshow number now that that's been left for number zero. But when you watch him out there yesterday, it's clear he's still George Pickens is still getting his feel for where he's supposed to be in the offense, what he's supposed to be doing. He's getting up to speed on a lot of different things, because when you watched him out there, he was clearly during some of the team stuff in the 7-on-7, he's just figuring out, all right, where do I need to go here? What do I need to do? Where there wasn't a whole lot of just, hey, let's feed George Pickens the ball every time. But they were working him in there a lot with the second team even, because they're clearly just trying to get him reps, get him up to speed, get him where he needs to be. But he looked good out there. He looks like an imposing figure. He is a big, tall, athletic receiver. And, I mean, it pops when you're out there standing watching. Like, he stands out among everybody.
Brian Schottenheimer with first impressions on his extra number one receiver.
CD said it best. I saw his comments, right, where we don't do A's and B's. We think that there's a one over there. CD said it. And if you look over there, there's a one there. So I think that's the way that we view GP. My time with him has been just incredible. When he came in after the trade, just getting a chance to really get to know him. We had a little free throw shooting competition. I think he beat me twice. I've beaten him once, but the last time we played, I beat him. So I do want to put that out there that I did beat him. But it's really just, you know, us getting to know each other. I think we were all on board. You know, I think we're always trying to find the right pieces and good pieces. And I think we're really excited about what he brings as a football player. But I see a guy that's maturing. I see a guy that we're excited to put out there and watch him grow and get better. And you guys will see him out there today. He obviously is a tremendous athlete. But I love watching him in meetings, because in meetings he's been so dialed in, taking great notes. He knows he's a little bit behind, not a lot, but a little bit behind in terms of what the veterans are doing. But his intentionality in the meeting room has been really cool for me to see.
What in the hell are you doing free throw shooting for in a football practice?
You just heard it right there, and it led to some reporters side texting yesterday out of practice, like just fawning over Brian Schottenheimer. Like, go and compare this to Mike. I don't want to get in the weeds, especially with Bobby here, about any McCarthy comparison, but Brian Schottenheimer has won the offseason at the microphone. Again, what will it actually mean? But it just seems like all the little things, finding out where a player is at for his birthday and getting the restaurant to send a bottle of champagne. Drinking a little bit, drinking some shotties with Mike and CD in the golf cart. Putting the ping pong table back and shooting free throws with George Pickens, just trying to build all those relationships.
Yeah, he's clearly, this has been the top priority for him, has been culture and has been establishing that. And, you know, Shotty talked about it a little bit yesterday, the idea of just, you know, OTA attendance is important for you trying to get different things down, whether it be with the playbook or different things related on the football field. But he thinks a lot of it, too, is just off the football field and how important that is. And that's clearly been just the top line item for them all offseason. A couple of years ago, it was toughness. We need to get meaner. We need to do this. Like, there were all these, every year it seems like there's a theme of just, this is what we're really locked in on. This is what we're dialed in on and try to do off of the field, those intangibles. And I think that when you look at what Shotty's doing, he's clearly said, all right, everything else will flow out from the culture being right. And so that's got to be the thing that we're focusing on more than anything else during the offseason.
OTA recap on the Home of America's team here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. I'll go ahead and steal from Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star Telegram, with some of his practice observations and what happened on the field. Pickens hauled in a pair of receptions on a quick slant and a comeback along the left sideline. DB Wanye Thomas played at safety and in the slot. The linebacker group was flying around. I think you had James and Buddy Johnson interceptions. Ferguson has added some weight, some happy relationship weight, maybe.
he appears to like he looks like he's a little bulkier, and so looks you got to get in there and fight in the trenches a little bit in line. That's what we need from him.
If he does, he's gonna have to move that beard further down the chin. You can't have, when you got a little chub of your face, you can't have a chin line beard. It's not a good look anyway.
This is muscle. This is muscle that we've added here.
That's fine. But if it's the relationship weight, then you got to move the beard down.
Do the Pittman beard. The bourbon beard.
Yeah.
The name that I kept hearing and reading was Brevin Span Ford, the backup tight end. Nick said he was unstoppable yesterday. Multiple catches, including one where he separated downfield. Kevontae Turpin took some quick routes and made them into big gains. Speaking of special teams, I had read that Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders were back there on punt return.
So I wasn't over with the special teams when they were doing the punt stuff, but I had heard, that they had the backs back there just kind of trying to cycle through things. I think they're just trying to figure out who's our backup here. Who are we going to use in place of Turpin if we've got to, have him out there for a series and we don't want him backed up coming right off of the punt unit. I think that's basically they're just trying to find out who's our alternate here. Is it going to be Deuce Vaughn or one of these other running backs?
Nick continues, every time I looked up, it felt like Jalen Cropper was making a reception. I heard someone else say they didn't notice Mingo out there whatsoever. We're at number 81. Love the day from corner Kyer Elam on the outside. Had a couple of breakups and looked confident. Running backs were rotated quite a bit. Nothing really to take away there. And Israel Mukwamu also got a healthy dose of work in the slot along with Deron Bland.
Yeah, it's a receiver group yesterday that wasn't flashing in a big way. Like, we didn't get a whole bunch of, like Nick mentioned, he had the two catches on the sideline, George Pickens. Those were the two times he got the ball thrown his direction at all during team and 7-on-7. So it's not like they were feeding the ball to him a lot. CD had a couple catches. This was mainly yesterday just about executing, getting guys into places where they need to be. It's similar to because there was yesterday a little bit of, you get the panic from people on Twitter when you say something like this, but there were a few interceptions yesterday. Dak threw a couple. Joe Milton threw a couple.
I never understood why fans get all upset over practice interceptions.
It's spring training pitching. It's like you're working on stuff or you're just simply trying to execute something.
You're trying to see what's broke.
One noticeable name not in the practice recap, Brian Schottenheimer. Where's 11?
He showed up a little bit the last couple days. He's been in and out some. I don't know if he's here yet today. He was here yesterday, had a great, actually had lunch with him yesterday. Again, when he's here, he's been great. And again, it's just, it's all voluntary. So when guys are in and they're out, some guys come to meetings, some guys come to practice, some guys are just here getting treatment and things like that. And that's not just specific to Micah. It's specific to all the guys.
Where's Parsons?
He's next door. He was hanging out at the sports academy next door. He was working out with Myles Garrett. So
why didn't he just walk on over to where all the teammates are?
He's done this in the past. He's typically done his own individual working out. So I guess I'm not totally surprised that he did it again.
Look, the balance continues, but I thought we were doing the whole leadership thing.
Well, he showed up. He did report. He usually doesn't even report to this extent that he has today, where he was in the building.
Being on the field at the facility with the practices. And I'm not totally killing him. The balance continues here between contract, statement, give me the offer so we can get this done, and leadership. This teeter-tottering is going to continue until the deal is done of showing up, brand new coach, brand new system, and leader versus contract.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Shoddy yesterday, I thought, walked the line pretty evenly in terms of talking about, hey, Mike is here, and we're really encouraged by what Mike has done here so far, while also pointing out that Mike is not a total full participant, but again, it is voluntary. It is something that he's done. It is something, yeah, the famous Darren Hambrick line. It is something that he's participating more than he has in the past, so I guess they're kind of, and for the stuff that's important to Shoddy, the stuff about the team building and being around and connecting with people, they feel like he's meeting at this point. They feel like he has been present. He showed up to the golf course last week. He was in the building on Monday for a lot of the team building culture stuff. So to Shoddy, I think he's just like, as long as I'm getting him in the culture aspects, that's what's most important to me.
All right, there it is. You're Inside the Star recap on the Home of the Cowboys. We have an Ice Cube ticket giveaway at 7:20 here with the Hump Day Edition on 105.3 The Fan. Let's start getting you ready for Game 1 in the West. Stars, Oilers, the preview after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.